أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All the brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have started our Friday Salah with praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending durud o salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. When I was learning how to deliver Friday khutbah, these two pieces, these two components, praising Allah and sending durud o salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, are compulsory part of khutbah, Friday khutbah. So I learned from Sheikh Yusuf Badat, Alhamdulillah. So I start with praising Allah and sending durud o salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then I always try to come up with some preparation to understand holy book Quran Majid. So I always extract some ayat from Quran to convey the message. In last few weeks, in 7 weeks, we were talking about what are those categories who Allah loves. When in Quran you read inna allaha yuhibbul, and then after that there is one category, inna allaha yuhibbul muttaqin, inna allaha yuhibbul muhsinin, inna allaha yuhibbul muqsitin, inna allaha yuhibbul tawwabin, inna allaha yuhibbul mutatahirin, and inna allaha yuhibbul muqsitin and mutawakkilin. 6. So we covered these 6 categories in last 7 weeks. The first one, we talk about all these categories, and then one by one in 6 weeks, Alhamdulillah, we have covered. On all these handouts and speeches are available on this website as well. So you can, if you want to learn again and revise, what are those 6 categories who Allah loves, and we want to struggle and strive to be in those categories. So may Allah make us among those 6 categories who Allah loves. So today, because we covered those, so it makes sense to cover those categories who Allah does not love, so that we can avoid those categories. We ask Allah, do not make us from those categories. But those are more than 6. So inshallah, today I will highlight those. And if I will see if we can do 1 week for each category. But since those are very very obvious and we can understand inshallah today, so I will see inshallah. So that's our plan inshallah. So today's khutbah is inna Allah la yuhibbul. So you say inna Allah yuhibbul, and then now we will see inna Allah la yuhibbul. Allah does not love who? We will see inshallah today. That's our plan inshallah. So we will start with first category. So I went through all Quran using some tools, you know, searching tools. So Alhamdulillah, I found all those categories in order, the way they are mentioned in Quran. So the first one is La Yuhibbul Mu'tadin. Mu'tadin. So what is this first category? Mu'tadin. So what is Mu'tadin? Means those who cross the limits. Those who cross the limits. Transgressors. Those have no control upon themselves, and they cross limit in everything. So we will see those few verses about Mu'tadin inshallah. So the first verse, Surah Ma'idah, يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تحرموا طيبات ما أحل الله لكم ولا تعتدوا إن الله لا يحب المعتدين. So this is one simple category, معتدين. We need to ask Allah, do not make us upon those categories, because Allah does not love, Allah does not like that category, معتدين. So what are those? So Allah says in Quran, you who believe, do not forbid yourself the things, good things which Allah has made halal for you, and do not exceed the limit. Surely Allah does not love those who exceed the limits. So that's actually simple ayah, we can understand simple. So is this ayah is particularly for your eatings, like something is halal so you can consume. So do not go hard on yourself. And do not make rules which Allah, if Allah allows that, so you can consume. So that's actually the first category. The second ayah which talk about the same category is Ud'u Rabbakum tadarru'an wa khufiya innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadeen. So this verse is called on your Lord humbly and secretly. Surely He does not love those who exceed the limits. Again, but here Allah is talking about making dua. You make dua regardless in front of people or you wake up in tahajjud and making dua. But even in your duas, we cannot exceed the limit. So we are, you know, I was reading some commentary, some tafsir. So there is one incident mentioned. Imam, what is this? Like one tafsir, like tafsir Ibn Kathir mentions, he likes not the aggressor. So asking in your dua to reach the level of prophets. You cannot become prophet. So that's actually aggression in duas. You cannot limit, you cannot reach that level. So that's actually aggression in duas. So this particular verse is about even aggression in everything is not good. So you need to go easy in everything, like ask Allah for Jannah and for the straight path, and may Allah guide us. So that's actually the commentary in that ayah. And then even in the another verse says, even in fight, if someone fight with you, then you fight with him, but do not cross the limits. Do not go unjust. Do not do zulm. So that's actually another ayah. So we covered mu'tadin. Allah does not like those who are transgressor, mu'tadin. So first category. The second one, mufsidin. What is mufsidin? Fasad. So what is this ayah? وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. The second category, Allah does not love mufsidin. Those people who are mischief makers. They seek opportunity to create fasad in this world. So that's actually Allah does not like. And Allah, fasad itself, Allah does not like. Allah does not like those who create fasad in the world, and Allah does not like that part, fasad itself. That thing is like, Allah does not like zulm. Allah does not He does not love zulm and zalimeen. So similarly, mufsideen, Allah does not like. So this is second category. And another ayah says, Surah Qasas, and do not seek to make mischief in the land. Surely Allah does not love the mischief makers. Mufsideen. So this is second category. We have 15 minutes and we will cover these 13 or 12 categories. So our today's topic is, we have covered Alhamdulillah who Allah loves. Now we are talking about who Allah does not love. So we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can do some efforts. So we want to be in those categories who Allah loves, and we don't want to be in those categories who Allah does not love. That's our target, inshallah. So we need to understand what are those categories. Second one is mufsidin. Kafirin. Allah does not like kafirin. Allah does not love kafirin. Disbelievers. Alhamdulillah, we are mu'mineen. May Allah guide us. May Allah keep us on, you know, is this beautiful religion of Islam. And may Allah make our faith stronger and stronger. So that's actually. So what is this? Ayah Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. What is this? Say, obey Allah and the Prophet, but if they turn back, then surely Allah does not love the disbelievers. So very simple, third category, disbelievers. Second, fourth category, ظَالِمِينَ. Allah does not like ظَالِمِينَ. What is this ayah? وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَيُوَفِّيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الظَّالِمِينَ. And as to those who believe and do good deeds, He will pay them fully their rewards, and Allah does not love the unjust. So Allah returns our good deeds in term of rewards. So here Allah says, Allah does not like those who do unjust. So we need to be just in our dealings with everyone who we deal with, in our matters at work, at home, at our community. So this is actually just. So Allah does not like those who are zulmin. So there are a few several verses who talk about which talk about zulm, and Allah does not like those who perform zulm. So we just covered one, and now we have covered four categories, alhamdulillah. So Allah does not like mu'tadin, like transgressor. Allah does not love mufsidin, mischief maker. Allah does not love disbelievers. Allah does not love zulmin. So this is the four categories. We still have some time, like we will cover inshallah few more. So Allah does not love musrifin, israf. You know, Allah in when I was going through, Allah talk about all His blessings. Allah created all these, you know, beautiful fruits, vegetables, all these blessings Allah created for us, water and all everything Allah created. Actually, whatever Allah created is serving human beings. So what Allah says, wala tusrifu. Allah says, وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا إِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Extravagant, like we cannot do israf. We cannot afford to do israf in everything. In our food, like when we eat food, how much food we waste. You can see your green bin. If you maintain a green bin at home, how much green food, like everything, whatever is still in fridge, it goes into green bin. So we need to protect that food. And we need to do efforts to avoid israf. So that's actually the fifth category, musrifin. The sixth one, Allah does not like those who are unfaithful, khayanat. You know, those people who are not truthful, they are not faithful, they are not trustful. You cannot trust on them. So Allah does not like those people, khayineen, those who perform khayana. In their imana, they are not imanaddar. So this is the sixth category. So Allah says, Inna Allah la yuhibbul khayineen. Another word for that is treacherous. Treacherous, like that is the English word of khayineen, unfaithful. Those who are not imanaddar. So this is the sixth category. We ask Allah, do not make us in those categories which we are talking. Quickly we will cover the few more. Mustakbirin, you know, proud. Those people who are proudy, they are proud, they think they are best in everywhere. So that's actually mustakbirin. So Allah says, truly Allah knows what they hide and what they manifest. Surely He does not love the proud. So the category number seven is mustakbirin, istikbar, kibr. Allahu Akbar. Allah deserves all kibr. We need to magnify only Allah. We are not those who can be mustakbirin. So Allah does not love those who are mustakbirin. The eighth category is farihin, those who exultant. Farihin means Allah gave us so much blessings. Allah, you know, this ayah is referred to Qarun, who has so much wealth. His wealth was on, you know, like 60 mules. Used to carry his keys of his wealth. So he has so much keys, and he traveled with those keys. 60 donkeys or mules used to carry that load of those keys. But that guy was, because he was thinking all the wealth belongs to him. So Allah says, do not be exultant. Do not think this is your wealth. Allah gave it to you. This is the blessing of Allah. This is the mercy of Allah. So this is the eighth category, farihin. Now, I will talk about three more, which are very amazingly, they come together like three words. So you need to understand. Khawanun, Athimun, and Kaffarun. So Allah says about Allah, these are three categories. Again, one is Khawanun, means again khayana. The one is Athim. Athim means the persistent sinner. The one who performs sins all the time. So this is the category which Allah does not like, those who perform sins all the time and they do not reflect and they do not seek repentance, they do not seek forgiveness. So those are called Atheem. Allah does not like those people. And Kafur means ungrateful. Allah gave us so much blessing and we don't reflect and we don't pay thanks. So that's actually Allah says, Allah does not like those people who are ungrateful, even in ungrateful to people and to Allah. So we need to, gratefulness is actually something which we need to, by default people are ungrateful. And we are ungrateful. Allah says in the Quran as well. So gratefulness, we need to cultivate gratefulness. Gratefulness does not come automatically. We need to work on this. We need to make this habit. We need to do efforts to thank everybody and thank Allah for His blessing. And then now, last one is Mukhtalun Fakhur. That's amazing actually. Allah says, لا يحب, look at, ولا تسعر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرها إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Allah does not like those who are self-indulged and boosters. Mukhtal comes from khayl. Khayl means khayal. And also we call khayl horse, you know. Khayl means horse as well. So what is, if you see how horse walks, he walks like very proudly, you know, his walk. How horse walk is very proudly. So the word mukhtal comes from khayl and khayalat. The one who indulges in his achievement. He says, I have done a lot for everybody. I'm so good. So that's actually called self-praise people. So Allah does not like those people. And boosters. They always boost themselves. They think we are the best in the community. So these attributes, we have seen all these attributes now. I will just summarize now because we are finishing. What we covered today, Allah does not like what categories. What people Allah does not like, we have covered Alhamdulillah today. And few things are attribute which relate to emotions. For example, boostness. It's not act. It's like your emotion. Yeah, thankfulness. Being ungrateful is an emotion. It's not related to act. Act means, you know, fasad, like mufsideen. People, those who act towards fasad. So those called mufsideen. So Alhamdulillah, we have covered these categories. So as we know, you know, booster Allah, Hazur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam have said so many hadiths to negate boosting, like which we call fakhar, you know, fakhar, people live in their own, you know, in their own thinking, they are best. So that's actually, may Allah protect us from that. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, so oh Allah protects us from being, I am covering all this category now. From being transgressor, from being mischief maker, from being disbelievers, unjust, extravagant, like musrifeen, unfaithful, khaineen. May Allah protect us from mustakbireen, proudy. May Allah protect us from fariheen, self-exaltant. And then may Allah protect us from being ungrateful to His blessings. May Allah protect us from sins, to be sinner. And may Allah protect us from mukhtal, like self-indulging, and fakhur, fakhar, pride and proudy and boosting ourselves. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, what we said, make us from those people who Allah loves. And protect us from being those people who Allah does not love and who Allah does not like. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allah, Allah, Allah.